What is up, all you badass digital entrepreneurs? Thank you so much for joining me here today. I hope you are getting excited for 2024. It is going to be a great year. I know that I am absolutely lit up. Hopefully you enjoyed the last episode that I dropped where I talked about the five pillars to architecting and crushing the most badass goals. Here is the thing, my friends. It's not about the outcomes. It's about going big and raising your potential and the person that you become along the way. That is the true reward, my friends. So as I'm recording this, this is the last episode that I'm going to be dropping in 2023. And as I'm recording this, this is kind of the week in between Christmas and New Year's. And every year at this time, I typically step away from work. I step away from social media for the most part. And the reason why I do this is not for a vacation so much, but I love to take this time to really clean house, so to speak. What I mean by that is I want to create a lot more bandwidth in my life for the new year so that I can receive more, so that I can be surrounded by things and people that support me on my mission on getting where it is that I want to be. Now, this podcast is about creating an online business that you love, doing what you love, right? But this episode is going to be a little bit more than that. It's going to allow you to create more bandwidth for your business, but as a whole, this will really help with your happiness as well, because I'm going to share a really cool concept that I came up with. I call it protecting the sphere. And like I said, this isn't just about increasing your bandwidth and cleaning up house, but also this is about your overall level of happiness. The thing is we often don't live our lives with intention as far as what we let come into our lives or be close to us. I call this your proximity. So today I wanted to share what I call, it's a mindset concept that I came up with and something that I share with a lot of my personal coaching clients, but it's called protecting the sphere. And where this came up was there's a quote from Jim Rohn, who is Tony Robbins' mentor. He's a legendary business coach. And I'm sure you've heard this quote before, but Jim Rohn used to say that you are the average of the five people that you are closest with. So that means if you have some toxic people, then your life is going to be a little bit negative. If you're around highly driven and positive people, it's going to be a lot better than that, right? And sometimes they say this about your income. Your income is in direct proportion to the five people that you're closest to, meaning that if you're around some people who are financially very successful, that's what's going to happen to you. It's, you know, loosely a predictor of your success in life. And I find that there's a lot of truth to that, right? If you surround yourself with good people, typically things are going to be, you're going to have this tailwind, right? If you're surrounded with really negative or toxic people, that's going to hold you back as well. But here's what I realized, though. As much as I love that quote, you are the average of the five people that you are closest with, you're actually the average of everybody that's around you, right? So you could have five really, really good people that are close to you and one person who's completely negative. I mean, think about like a toxic workplace. It doesn't take a whole lot for there to be a toxic workplace, and then that spreads, right? You could be around five really, really good people but have a couple of really negative or toxic people, a lot of drama, and that starts to creep into your life, and that affects you as well, right? So I like to think of if you had a big glass of water and it's crystal clear, even if you put a few drops of dye in that, it's going to start to tint that water. So ultimately, it's not just about the five people that you surround yourself with, it's everybody that comes near you. But it's not just to people as well. And that's what I want to cover in this episode. So protecting the sphere, the concept of this is an imaginary force field that is around you that protects you from everything that doesn't serve you, everything that drains you. We're going to keep that out of your sphere. We're going to get really tight on protecting what is close to you. And we're only going to let in things that move you in the right direction. That, my friends, is what I call protecting the sphere. Just imagine, close your eyes right now and imagine yourself with this force field that is like 20 feet on each direction around you, this big circle, this big energetic force field that keeps out anything that doesn't belong in there, that doesn't serve you, that doesn't light you up. We're going to boot that stuff out so that we can make more room for what does serve you, what does light you up. Here's what's cool is you get like a compound effect from this. Every negative person that you create distance from allows you to have space to bring in somebody who does help you in the most beautiful ways, my friends. All right, so let's get into the meat of things. When it comes to protecting your sphere, again, you want all the stuff that doesn't serve you, all the stuff that drains you, all the negative energy outside of your sphere. And you want to create space and bring in more room for what does serve you, okay? So you can turn this into a journaling exercise. If you enjoy writing things down on a piece of paper, this could be a great exercise for you. In fact, I would highly suggest that so you can get a little bit more intentional about what this looks like. And if you had a blank piece of paper, you can pause this right now and grab one or revisit this episode later. But how this would look like is if you had a big blank piece of paper, is all you do is draw a big line down the middle of it, a big vertical line down the middle so that you have two columns. And all you need to do is what is going to be inside of your sphere and what is going to be outside of your sphere. So you're going to get highly intentional about what it is that you want to create more space for that will ultimately give you all that you want in life, a beautiful, happy life, peace in your life, and give you more space to crush it in your business, right? And then on the other side will be things that you want to create distance from, things that you want to push away. And sometimes there's people like family members that can be really negative or drama or judgmental that you can't exactly boot them out of your sphere completely. But here's the thing is you can create distance. And the thing is it's so crazy. This is so basic, right? It makes so much sense. But how often are we actually intentional about doing a house cleaning like this? And going through line by line, what is it that we need to bring into our lives? And what is it that we need to create some space from? So after you have two columns, you could label them however you want. One side you could put like energy givers and the other side energy drainers. But we're going to talk about like not just people, but other things that you can be intentional about to create more space for you in your life, to make it happen for you, make whatever you want happen. Here's the thing is you can go really deep on this. And just some simple tweaks, even just a few things inside of the sphere that you boot out can really level up your how you feel about things, your happiness in life. Okay, so the first place that I would start is I would think about who are the people, okay? Who are the people? Remember the original quote was, the five people that you surround yourself the most will have an influence on how you feel about your life, your success in life, your income in life. So think about that. Who are the people in your life? And don't limit it just to the five people that you spend the most time with or that you're closest with. Who are the people that absolutely light you up? Who makes you feel good? Who makes you inspired? Who are the driven people? Who are the people that are financially successful? Make a list and put them inside of the sphere. Those are your energy givers, right? And then think about the toxic people, right? Here's the thing is, have you noticed that people that have a lot of drama in their lives or the people that complain a lot, they literally attract the shittiest things into their lives. So I learned this pretty on. I started to notice this, that like there was people that had a lot of drama in their lives. And I was very intentional. This is about 20 years ago about curating the people that I was around. So if I could pick up on people who had a lot of drama, a lot of volatility in their lives, a lot of negative self, not just negative self-talk, but a lot of negative talk, right? People who complain, people who have, you know, very cynical. Those are the people that I first started creating distance from years ago. And it made such a big difference in my life. And it's so interesting because recently this year, I had an accountant that I was working with. That I was paying a lot of money. And I started to notice that like we'd be on these calls and I just did not want to be there. I hated our calls. And I would come up with these ideas that would light me up and I would say them to her and she would look at me with this blank stare like I was a fucking dumbass. And it was so disheartening. I'm like, why the fuck am I paying this person money to consult with me if this person isn't supporting me and lighting me up? So ultimately, like I had this decision where I let go of this person and there was some fear around that, right? Because I didn't want to have to find somebody new to handle my books. But I'm on one hand, like I realized that that was just a fear-based, that was a fear that was holding me back. And on the other hand, this would allow me to create space and find somebody who could help me out on a much higher level and probably get a better deal too. So severed that relationship. And it was interesting because as I'm wrapping up this year, there were some things that I needed to get from this previous accountant and I wasn't looking forward to it. And I reached out and then all of a sudden there were these little jabs and digs at me because I severed my relationship as a client. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck this. It's not even worth it. I don't care. I'm going to redo the books myself if I need to, but I am going to get this person so fucking far away from my sphere. Because here's the other thing, inside of your sphere, you should realize that you are so worthy of having things that are pristine in there. Like, this is also an exercise about self, how you value yourself, about self-worth. You are worth whatever it is that you want. You should not settle for having negative or shitty people inside of your sphere. So protect it because you value yourself. Anyways, long story short, that was a really good example of somebody that I wanted to get outside of my sphere and create some distance from. Now, after you've made a list of the people that you want to bring closer to you, make the list of the people that you need to create distance from. And like I said, sometimes you have family members, right? That's hard to sever a relationship, but don't just let it just simmer there, right? Understand who it is that just sucks your energy away and makes you feel shitty. And then even if you can't boot them out of your life, you can create some space from that person, right? So think about how you're going to do that because this has a real effect on you, okay? The next thing that I would write down on your list is media or entertainment, right? I stay clear of news, especially like political news, even financial news, and especially divisive politics. So I remember I used to be really, really into the news, and I'm not going to go into politics here, but I used to watch this show, the station actually, that was leaning in one direction, and it would just get me so fired up. And I started to realize that how negative I felt, how shitty I felt after I would be watching this. And what I realized is that the news and the media, they want you to be triggered. They want you to hate the other side. They love this type of drama because it helps people tune in and it helps them sell more advertising. I think news is one of the most toxic things out there. And once I severed my relationship with the news, once I moved that outside of my sphere, I instantly started feeling much better. But then as I started to understand marketing, I started to realize how this is so intentional on how they get people hooked in and how they try to trigger people. Politics is the same way. Like, I have all these neighbors that I'm around, and I'm sure we have different ideas as far as what we'd like to see when it comes to politics, and we probably have different people that we voted for. But until politics comes in the equation, they're basically some pretty damn good people. Have you ever had that feeling where, like, maybe you have a certain strong feeling or leaning when it comes to politics, and you find out the other person is opposite of that, then all of a sudden you have this negative feeling about that person? Well, here's the thing. That's because we've been programmed that way. That's because the news, the politics, advertising, they know how to get us fired up and triggered and pissed off about the other side. But what does that do, okay? When you are consumed with shit like that, it's taking you away from the game of things that you can actually impact. So getting away from the news and politics was the best thing that I've ever done. So I would highly suggest that you evaluate that. I'm not telling you what to do by any means, but for me personally, getting the news and the media out of my life, fucking amazing, okay? Social media too, right? So for me, I don't personally mind when I see other people crushing it on social media. I know a lot of people are out there just like, that's kind of fake anyways, but that doesn't make me feel bad. But I know some people do feel bad when they compare themselves to others. Like, they see people that have like what seems to be these perfect lives on social media and it makes them feel like shit. Well, for me, I'm happy for seeing people succeed and I don't really compare myself. And I also understand that social media is kind of like a highlight reel, but if that stuff doesn't make you feel good, then maybe you should create some distance from that. Maybe put it outside of your sphere or put it further away, you know, create some proximity from you and social media, or curate like what you do want to see. So for me, like, I don't really have that problem because like social media is almost like the law of attraction. So what you engage with is what you end up seeing more. So if find stuff that does make you feel good, if it's like positive memes or whatever, or maybe it's business stuff or personal development, whatever makes you feel good, engage with that stuff. And the algorithm will put that more of that stuff in your feed. So interesting, because algorithms are a perfect metaphor for the law of attraction. There's so much truth to that. Okay. So anyways, when it comes to the media, the news, TV that you watch, what is it that doesn't make you feel good? Here's another example of this. I remember me and my wife, we used to just mindlessly watch TV, and we were watching that Walking Dead show. Oh my God. All that show is junk of like these gnarly, gross, dead cadavers walking around and all this violence and blood. There's literally nothing good about that show. And I had watched like 6 or 7 seasons with it was just the thing that we did because we weren't intentional. And I'm sitting there one night and I'm like, what the fuck am I watching this show for? It is so like unsettling. And I'm like, this stuff does not deserve to be in my sphere. This is not worthy of being close to me. And so I cut that off and I started to be more intentional about like how much TV is just like violent, negative shit. And I'm not like one of these like prissy people that doesn't, you know, oh, everything should be like G-rated. It's not like that. It's just like, for me, if it doesn't make me feel good or serve me or lift me up or inspire me, I don't feel like that deserves to have a place in my proximity. So I'm going to create some distance from it. So yeah, negative TV, violent TV, that's stuff that I put outside of my sphere. Here's another one. Gossip, people who gossip, judgment, okay? Think about judgment. I had this thought about judgment a while back, about 3 or 4 years ago. I realized that judgment is basically a flashlight on your own insecurities. So when you see somebody and you're like, oh, well, that person, they were given their money or they were born rich or whatever. When you start to catch yourself when you have a judgment, because what it does is it tells you that you have an insecurity inside of yourself. And so when you can start to recognize that, then you can start to, why did that trigger me? Or why does that person bug me? Well, it's something inside of me that I don't like about myself. And then you can start to work on that and then replace the judgment time with what you need to do to fill up that hole that created that insecurity in yourself, right? So judgment, gossip, but stay around other people because that shit spreads. If you're around people who gossip, then what do you think they're doing about you? Okay. Here's another one for me that I used to do that I got away from was debating with others. I used to always like debate about politics with people. I'd spend literally hours on Facebook in these stupid fucking arguments that don't matter. Like, I'm not going to change their point of view. They're not going to change my point of view. Actually, like getting away from this has opened up my mind where I do see things from a much different perspective, but our ego gets us to cling on these positions, right? And so we want to be right more than we want to be correct. So get away from that. And here's another one is echo chambers. So if you don't know what an echo chamber is basically like a bunch of people that just agree with you. So you see a lot of this on with politics too, right? Is you get around other people that think the same way as you. So there's no stretching and there's no challenging. You're basically like trying to surround yourself with other people that just agree with you because you want to be right instead of being challenged. I think news is that way, right? So you have like right and left politics and they serve up content just because they want you to, they're not trying to challenge you. They just want to give you exactly what is going to trigger you and what you want to hear, what's going to fire you up and make you mad. Think about your workplace too. If you're in your office right now, look around. Is there a bunch of shit in your house or in your office or your room that's just cluttering things up? Do you want to clean it up? Do you want to be in a space that where you feel optimized? So for me, my workplace, I love it when it's clean and organized and efficient. It just puts me in a better space to be able to be more productive. So think about your physical environment. Is it cluttered? Is it disheveled? Is it time to start cleaning out some stuff? Literally move away the junk, the stuff. Here's the thing too, is I know it's easy to get caught up in this idea of like, well, I'm going to use this sometime down the road. And in my house, like my wife has a lot of stuff that she likes to keep around. And sometimes I have to sneak things out and take them to the to places to be recycled or to give them away because I know that we're not going to use it. And just keeping things around, keeping things cluttered, if you think you're going to use it in 5 years from now, but you hardly ever use it and you haven't used it in the last 5 years, just get rid of it. And when you need it, then find a way to get it again, right? So I believe that your physical space is another really good opportunity for you to create more space to get some stuff out of your sphere. Here's a good one too, is food. For me this year, one thing, I eat generally pretty healthy, but one thing I really focused on in the middle of this year was getting sugar and carbs out of my diet. That stuff is so toxic. Okay, this show is not about food or nutrition, so I'm just going to drop that off right there. What is it that makes you feel good? What is it that you're clinging on? Do you have any addictions when it comes to food or alcohol or drugs? Stuff that like you're doing because it's you're using it to get away. You're using it to be distracted. What is it that is going to actually make you feel good when it comes to food, to what you drink, and to drugs? Okay. The next thing is your digital world. How can you declutter digitally? So for me, what this looks like is go through my email subscriptions, because I get so many emails. I get so many messages on different platforms. And so what I'll do is I'll try to clean things up. This goes for apps too. I just went through and I looked at all these apps that I was paying for, like going through my books for the last year. I had so many different apps that I was literally paying money for that I don't need. So find a way to look, go through all your apps, all your subscriptions. Ask yourself, is there a way to consolidate, right? I found out that I was paying like $42 per month for this, the satellite radio. Me and my wife, we both work from home. Well, my wife doesn't work. I work from home. So we don't drive very much, but we've got two cars and we're paying $42 a month for satellite radio. So all I did is I reached out to the company and just let them know, hey, so here's the situation. I think you've got a great service, but I literally drive once per week. And my wife, she takes the kids to school, right? We like the service, but it's not worth me paying $42 per month for it. Do you have another package that might be more appropriate? And I wasn't trying to do this to game them or anything like that, but it's just the reality is I don't use this very much. And if they didn't have a better deal, then like I'm going to sever that, right? So go through your subscriptions, go through your apps. This is a great way to start bringing more income or recovering income that's like leaking out the sides, right? So go through all your apps and like go through your finances, your budget. Where are you leaking? Where are there areas for opportunity where you can get stuff out of your sphere that you're not using or that you don't need? Okay. And then here's the last thing that I wanted to mention too, is basically sphere is about creating boundaries, right? Here's one thing that I realized in the past year is that boundaries aren't always just for things that are toxic or people that are toxic. You know, I got to create a boundary. Boundaries can also be for things that could be really good, right? Shiny objects. This is one that I need to be so aware of is as you start to grow in your business, you're going to get more and more opportunities that come your way. And in the beginning, everything seems like a good opportunity. But here's the thing is those can also distract you, take you away from what it is that you really want. And so for me, part of the sphere is putting things that could be good outside of the sphere that, you know, allow for space for what really, really is going to move the needle for me. So think about that. Are you getting more opportunities that seem to take you away, like speaking engagements, podcasts, guesting episodes, all this stuff? Like I always get these requests and, you know, one-on-one coaching and stuff like that, that are good. And at one point, those are things that really light me up. And generally speaking, they're things that I like to do, but they're taking me away from the ultimate goal of what I want to accomplish. So the last thing I'm going to drop off with you is like the opportunities is like, if it isn't contributing to your overall goal, be aware that those can also kind of keep you distracted. All right. So now that you're clearing all this stuff, you've created all this beautiful space within that pristine sphere of yours. What is it that you want to add in there? This is pretty easy. What lights you up? What's an energy giver? What makes you feel good? What makes you feel passionate? Now you have all this space to put that stuff inside of your sphere. For me, one thing that's really, really important for me is helping others, giving to others, okay? I love being around driven people. I absolutely love it. And like I said, when you get rid of somebody who is toxic and negative, there's space for you to bring somebody who is positive, who is driven, who will light you up, okay? Books, podcasts, and knowledge. I love consuming this stuff. So I love my weekend bike rides where I'll go ride for a couple hours and I'll just fill my head with knowledge. I'll listen to podcasts, I'll listen to audiobooks. And here's the thing is sometimes I don't catch everything in those audiobooks or those podcasts, but over time, that's stuff that's being programmed into my subconscious that will help me come up with more ideas when it comes to business or my personal life. So fill your head with good things when you can. I'm really into subconscious programming too. So during this week that I've had off, I've been recording like these subliminal questions and affirmations for me to listen to while I'm drifting off to sleep, okay? I'm really big on meditation. You guys know that. Meditation is the single most important thing that I do that gives me, that keeps me away from stress, that keeps me feeling good, that keeps me on point. Meditation is the most valuable thing that I do. So I always will have space for that. Okay, spirituality might be something that's important to you. Evaluate your partnership with money. How do you feel about money? You know, is it time for a recalibration with how you feel about money? Do you view money in a negative way, or do you put it up on a pedestal? Or how can you think about the partnership for money? Money needs to be in our sphere. If we don't have money in our sphere, that's not a very good thing, right? So think about ways that you can bring money and finance in a positive way into your sphere. Okay. How are you talking about money? How are you thinking about money? How are you using money? How are you interacting with money? So I talked about all these apps that I had that I wasn't really even using. If I look back at my finances over last year, there's a lot of wasted money. A lot of times where I was spending where I didn't need to. I'm all about abundance. I'm all about being having money to do what you want. But when I look at my books, there was like apps and shit and like even that account that I was telling you about, just wasted money, dead money. So that's part of my sphere is to make sure that I'm more attuned in to where my money is going. Again, healthy foods too, right? If you boot out the stuff that doesn't serve you, doesn't make you feel good, the stuff that you're addicted to, you've just created space for stuff that makes you feel so amazing. Since I cut sugar and carbs out of my diet, it's so cool because it's like, I sleep like a baby. I wake up, I'm lit up and passionate about what I do through the day. But even at like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night, I'm hanging out with my kids, I'm exercising, I'm feeling so good and feeling so strong. And that's because I created distance from sugar and carbs and starchy foods that don't serve me and created more room for food that does feel good to me and does give me energy and does make me feel amazing, okay? My kids light me up. Obviously, they're going to be very, very close in my sphere. So as you move things out of your sphere, that creates more time to spend with the people who you love. Are there friends or their family that where you're thinking, oh, I should be hanging out with them more? Don't should, do it. Okay, and for me, exercise. Exercise is an absolute must-have inside of my sphere, so I keep that very close to me. So for you, your list is going to look completely different. Write out that list, okay? Energy drainers and energy givers, and then create space from all the stuff that is draining you and holding you back, and open up space for everything that does light you up and move you in the right direction. My friends, I promise if you live this concept, protecting the sphere with intention, this is the easiest way to create more time, more space, and more happiness in your life. All right, my friends, I'm going to wrap up this episode, and here's the call to action. I would love it if you drop into the show notes. Okay, we're heading into 2024. I've got my new ebook. It's the Online Business Playbook. You can grab that if you want to learn a little bit more about digital marketing. I've also got a new course that teaches you how to crush it using my favorite all-in-one app for selling your knowledge. This is how I create passive income. This is how I create courses, how I run my email list, how I do marketing. I do everything out of this app. It's called Kajabi, and you can grab a free 30-day trial as well as get free access to my course that will literally show you how I build all of this stuff out. So drop into the show notes, and I will see you on the next episode in 2024.